Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Microx Limited quarterly investor call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer section. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Peter Rowland, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everyone. This is Peter Rowland, and I am pleased to welcome you all today to Microx's quarterly investor call. The format for the call will, as usual, include an overview of our operations and financial matters for the quarter ending 31st of December 2022, which we've outlined in our Appendix 4C filed with the ASX on 30th of January. We will then open up to questions and answers, and for those that are not able to attend, a recording of this call will be on our website shortly. We hope that this format continues to provide you with additional information about the company and also the opportunity to better engage with us and hear about our progress. Now, before we begin, I would also like to welcome our Chief Financial Officer, Kingsley Hall, who is with me here in the Microx Inc. facility in Seattle, Washington.
Thanks, Peter. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be speaking with you again today. Before we start, I would just like to cover off on one brief formality and remind everyone on the call today that the call may contain forward-looking statements which involve inherent risks and uncertainties. Those risks and uncertainties include those disclosed in our ASX lodgements, which we recommend that you review. While there are reasonable grounds for any forward-looking statements made today, due to their inherent uncertainties, we recommend that you do not place undue reliance on those statements, and you note that actual results may of course differ materially from those forward-looking statements. I'll now hand back over to Peter to run through the highlights for the quarter.
Thanks for that, Kingsley. And before we get into the progress we've made across each of our four business units over the last quarter, I would like to provide a quick update on our long-term collaboration with Varex Imaging, which we commenced last quarter. As we noted in the quarterly, the two tranches of equity investment totaling $7.5 million have now been received, which takes the Varex shareholding in Microx up to 9.9%. The first $1.5 million under the technology license was also received in the previous quarter, and both these amounts have helped to strengthen our balance sheet with an increase in the cash we held at the end of December, up from that at the end of the September quarter. We were also very pleased to welcome Andrew Hartman, Senior Vice President at Varex, to our board as a non-executive director. Our board and leadership team look forward to Andrew joining us in person in Adelaide for his first board meeting later this month, and I'm sure that his global commercial experience in sales and marketing in the medical X-ray imaging market will be invaluable to us as we look to build our mobile VR business and in time our CT scanner products. I would like to stress, though, that we expect a working relationship with Varex will bring us many strategic benefits in addition to the funding elements. Initially, our technology team is primarily focused with the Varex team in Salt Lake City on the technology transfer and design for the multi-beam emitter. These achievements will unlock scheduled milestone payments as the work progresses. But of course, working on the inside with the world's leading X-ray technology engineers brings many other invaluable insights and benefits. I will actually be meeting with the Varex CEO, Sunny Sanyal, later this week to review progress and to further other collaboration plans. I'm pleased to say that the arrangement with Varex, a highly respected leader in the X-ray industry globally, has created additional external interest in Microx in a number of ways. At the recent RSNA industry conference in Chicago, we had many meetings about our products and technology with a number of X-ray imaging industry companies, both large and small. A common theme in those meetings was a recognition that our Microx NEX cold cathode technology must be truly world-leading for Varex to engage as a long-term partner. This interest has also flowed to the financial industry, where we've been receiving considerable interest from sell-side brokers and analysts as well as buy-side funds here in the US. Many of the analysts we are talking to are medtech specialists and cover Barracks, hence want to get ahead of the leap forward in the next X-ray technology. Kingsley and I have just had a very productive 3 days in New York last week, meeting face-to-face with a number of these brokers, analysts, and investors. As our U.S. businesses in healthcare, defense, and security continue to grow, we plan to continue nurturing these relationships to hopefully expand our shareholder base in the future. I will now run through each of the four business units, as usual, in order of commercial readiness. Starting with mobile VR, this quarter saw the team achieve $1.23 million in sales. This growth was particularly pleasing as the pessimistic outlook here in the US created a difficult quarter for the X-ray industry, with many hospitals and buying groups putting a freeze on capital purchasing. Our sales mostly came from the maturation of the sales pipeline opportunities established by our distributor in the earlier part of the year, and the sales pipeline of potential customers also grew as an increased level of awareness and sales traction for Rover was achieved. The demand may be lumpy going forward, but it is improving. Towards the end of this quarter, we were very pleased to launch the new variant of the MicroX Rover, which has been fitted with the detector and software from VueWorks, the large South Korean detector manufacturer. As I've mentioned before, VueWorks owns Medlink here in the US, the second largest independent distributor of digital radiology equipment in the US. Our regulatory team was able to achieve FDA approval for this new Rover, and this has triggered the Medlink sales efforts to begin. Medlink have placed their first $250,000 order for Rovers and are now contractually committed to buy a minimum of $1 million of Rovers for each of the next 3 years. Our regulatory team is still working to provide our notified body with further requested information to achieve our MDR certification for Rover. While the elapsed time since we commenced this MDR process is frustratingly long, our progress seems to be in line with what many X-ray manufacturers are experiencing. We are hoping now for the EU launch of the Rover in the middle of 2023, subject obviously to a successful regulatory decision. In the meantime, our sales team are working hard in countries outside the US which do accept the US FDA clearance, and we have a secured Rover sales to Israel, Uzbekistan, and the Middle East during this last quarter. Now moving into our X-ray camera business, the Argus, which is still targeting first commercial sales in the middle of 2023. I'm very pleased to say that our engineering team look to have successfully addressed the technical issues we faced in manufacturing of the tubes and generators last quarter. And we now have newly produced Argus systems being tested in Tonsley as part of the validation and production repeatability process. The challenge of designing Argus to be in such a compact and lightweight form factor required some very advanced high voltage engineering. And I'm pleased to say that we believe in meeting this challenge. We have actually designed the smallest 160 kilovolt generator in the world. Huge credit is due to the team for this achievement. Once we are completely satisfied with the reliability and the robustness of these new Argus systems, we will arrange local customer demonstrations here in Australia in the coming months to police and defense EOD personnel. This will be an opportunity to gain some customer feedback on the operator interface and controls, which we can incorporate during our production readiness preparations before we move to international customer demonstrations later in the year. We have nearly 24 key end users who have asked to trial units. During the quarter, our Checkpoints team here in Seattle once again achieved their development milestones and remained on time and on budget for both the miniature CT baggage scanner and the self-screening checkpoint programs for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. One key event for us during the quarter here in Seattle was a walkthrough of our mock-up of the self-screening checkpoint portal design with DHS representatives from Washington, D.C. and TSA representatives from both DC and the Seattle airport. A key part of our design contract for the self-service checkpoint is the passenger experience and making the user interface intuitive and inviting. The team here have built a full-scale mock-up of the portal, which those of you who attended our AGM may have seen featured by video. Our customer, the TSA, got to use and interact with the portal and our scanner in an accurate representation of the revolutionary new checkpoint environment. There was clear excitement and enthusiasm at the demonstration, as the vision of self-screening is evolving to exceed what everybody initially imagined might be possible. I got to try it out this week for myself, and it is an amazing experience with its simplicity, privacy, and speed. The contrast with the current checkpoint experience at airports could not be greater. And each plane trip for us now reinforces the motivation to bring this technology to market as soon as possible. The development work on our Brain CT for the Australian Stroke Alliance continues on time and on budget. Our focus during the quarter has been building the test bench, which we planned for capturing phantom and or cadaver images to feed the CT image reconstruction team in Seattle. This test bench incorporates the world's first dynamic curved detector, recently received from Fujifilm, our partner in this development. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, the Johns Hopkins iStar Labs have a growing team working on the image processing algorithms. And we're very proud that a scientific paper entitled Adaptive Kernel-Based Scatter Correction for Multi-Source Stationary CT has been accepted for presentation at the prestigious SPIE Medical Imaging Conference later this month in San Diego. In Melbourne, the Monash University Health Collaboration have produced a detailed usability and workflow study for us for point-of-care CT imaging scans. And this has been used by our team in Adelaide to start the concept design for the scanner's integration into road and air ambulance vehicles. Also in Adelaide, our core technology team are nearing completion of the mini tube design for the scanner, that's the X-ray tube, and plan to release design drawings for the initial procurement shortly. I'll now pass you over to Kingsley, who will run you through the corporate and financial activities for the quarter.
Thanks, Peter. I'll start with the financial results as reported in the Appendix 4C lodged with the ASX on the 30th of January 2023. And the numbers I'll be referring to are all in Australian dollars, and in accordance with ASX listing rules, these are not audited. Before I get into the trading results, there were several corporate and financing events that have strongly boosted our balance sheet this quarter. As Peter mentioned, during the quarter, we completed the second tranche of the equity subscription agreement with Varex, and in total issued 50.7 million shares at 14.7 cents each for a cash consideration of $7.5 million. Again, as previously noted, we received the first $1.5 million from Varex for their first milestone payment of the license agreement in September. And additionally, in December, we received our R&D tax rebate of $3.9 million. So for the quarter ended 31 December 2022, we built, shipped and invoiced approximately $1.2 million worth of mobile DR units and parts. We received $1.3 million in customer receipts from sales, $950,000 from our contracts with both the DHS and ASA, and a further $460,000 from the Advanced Manufacturing Growth Centre. We had cash outflows from operations of $9.3 million, resulting in net operating cash outflows of $2.7 million. We had outflows from investing activities of $90,000 for buying some additional capital equipment. We had cash inflows of approximately $3.7 million from financing activities, being the second tranche of the Varex investment, offset by two amounts, $160,000 being the principal component of our operating lease repayments as calculated under AASB 1016, and $70,000 in transaction costs associated with the Varex investment. We had overall net cash inflows of $970,000 and a cash balance of $11.4 million as at the 31st of December 2022. I'd also like to add that the supply chain challenges that we've seen over the last 2 years or so seem to be easing. To manage this, we have been buying additional inventory and also holding a large number of completed or semi-complete Rover units. We've got approximately $7.7 million worth of long lead items and completed mobile DR units held at 31st of December. That $7.7 million includes some Argus inventory also, but predominantly mobile DR. And whilst this has reduced the cash we have on hand, we're confident that this inventory will be sold in coming quarters and converted back into cash. More importantly, as supply chain issues improve, we don't believe we'll need to reinvest as much and hold the high levels of inventory, which we will see reducing to more normal levels throughout 2023, further helping our cash position. I should also add that while the December quarter was lumpy in some respects from a cash expenditure perspective, with some previously accrued expenditure payments and the Varex transaction costs, it was in line with our expectations. I'll now hand it back to you, Peter.
Thanks, Kingsley. As we move into the 2023 calendar year, we have three key priorities in front of us. Firstly, now we're confident the Argus can complete its validation testing, we want to enable customer demonstrations as soon as we can, followed by the commercial launch. We see the Argus as both a near-term and significant commercial opportunity for us to deliver sales revenues and cash flows. Secondly, priority to continue increasing sales traction for Rover and to build a larger funnel. Working closely with our second major US distributor, Medlink, to train their sub-distributors, now we have regulatory approval, will be a key element of this, along with targeted opportunities similar to the recent Ukrainian orders. Thirdly, our priority is to continue to enhance the technology in the other two development divisions, checkpoints and brain CT, including the associated miniaturized X-ray tubes. The technology team will also be focusing on the Varex technology transfer to meet the next two milestones in the upcoming quarter. I will now pass you back to the operator, who will commence the Q&A portion of this call.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Scott Power with Morgans Financial. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Peter and Kingsley, or good afternoon over in Seattle. Congratulations on that result. Just a couple of quick questions from me. Peter, just with the MDR certification, can I just confirm that you've provided all the information and you're really just now waiting for that decision, so there's nothing sort of further that you can do? It's just a case of waiting for them to process that application, is that correct?
It's sort of correct. We have our notified body has given us a date at which they are available to consider the outstanding information they want to see. That date is, I think, about 2 weeks away. So we are just continuing to refine and add the data to the data pack that we will deliver on that scheduled date for them to consider, but after that date, I can't recall off the top of my mind, but it is sometime in the middle of this month. What you said would be correct.
Yep, great. Okay, and then as soon as that certification's in your hand, the next day sales can commence through your distribution partners.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little from the point where the auditors decide that it's all good. They then recommend, you know, to their principals in the notified body, who, you know, hold a senior level meeting to endorse the recommendation and actually issue the certificate. So there's a little bureaucratic wait. but we our sales team in Europe have done a fantastic job in getting a raft of distributors all fired up and signed and ready to go, and including a number of orders that we will be dispatching the day we get the certification through.
Great. And the next question, just an accounting question for Kingsley, just in terms of recognising the licence revenue from Varex, that will come through as revenue in 2023?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. So obviously, from a cash flow perspective, we will recognise the milestones as they're paid in the quarters that they're paid. So there was one in the September quarter, there wasn't one in December. From an accounting standards P&L perspective, you more accurately reflect the revenue on a kind of percentage earned basis, but there are some pretty clear milestones in our development agreement, so that's not a difficult exercise. I think when we announced the deal back in September, we said that the five milestones, which in total are $7.5 million, are likely to be earned over kind of a 12-month period, and that remains on track. So there's $6 million in remaining fees to be earned this year.
Great. Okay, terrific.
And I'd say, we're targeting for that to be completed, probably around September, the same time that we kind of commenced last year.
Right, gotcha. And just in terms of your staffing levels, are you comfortable that you've sort of achieved what you originally set out when you first made those comments a couple of quarters ago?
Are you talking, Scott, about the reduction?
Yes.
Yeah. So the reduction.
Go ahead,
Kingsley. In staff. Yeah, so the reductions that we made, Scott, back in July of 22 have remained intact. We've not reappointed any of those roles. And the processes in place are adequate for what we need.
Great. Okay, that's all the questions for me. Thanks, Peter and Kingsley.
Thanks, Scotty.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for a name to be announced. We will now pause for a short moment while waiting for more questions to be registered. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Rowland for some closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. And thank you all again for your support and for joining us on this investor call today. This will be a very busy year for MicroX, and our next few quarters will be critical as we bring our first security product to market. I look forward to speaking with you again to report on our further progress.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.